But when he said this, the ghost gave a terrible cry and shook its chain in a very frightening way. At once Scrooge fell on the ground in great fear, crying,
"Yes, yes, you are real. I see that now. Why have you come? Why do ghosts come back from the dead? Tell me, Jacob."
"The spirit of every man who does not help other people in life has to travel endlessly through the world after his death. We have to carry the chains that we made for ourselves in our lifetime. Do you, Ebenezer Scrooge, recognize my chain? It is very like the one that you wear."
Scrooge looked around him, but could see no chain.
"Jacob,"
he said,
"please tell me more."
"I cannot help you much, Ebenezer. I cannot rest. I cannot stay anywhere for long. I have been dead for 7 years, and all that time I have been travelling on the wings of the wind. No peace, no rest for me in death, because I was never good or kind in life."
"But you were always a good man of business, Jacob,"
said Scrooge, who was now beginning to worry about his own life.
"Business," cried the ghost miserably. "Why didn't I think of people as my business? I thought only about making money, not about being kind and helpful to other people. Listen to me, Ebenezer. I am here tonight to warn you. You still have a chance to save yourself from what has happened to me. 3 spirits will come to visit you. The first tomorrow at 1 o'clock. The second at the same time the next night. And the third at midnight the following night. You will not see me any more. And for your own peace after death, remember what I have told you."
The spirit walked slowly backwards to the window, which began to open. When the ghost reached the window, it held up its hand, and Scrooge listened. He could hear a noise of sad crying in the air. The spirit began to cry too, and it moved out into the frosty, dark night to join the others. Scrooge ran to the window. Outside, the air was full of spirits, all wearing chains like Marley's ghost, all crying miserably as they realized, too late, the terrible mistakes that they had made in their lives. Little by little, the spirits and their voices disappeared into the fog and the darkness, and the night was silent again. Scrooge closed the window and checked his bedroom door. It was still locked. He started to say, "Humbug!" but stopped suddenly. Perhaps because he was very tired, nor because it was late. He went straight to bed, without taking off his clothes, and fell asleep immediately.